All right, let's take a look at the Washington Redskins defensive front. Here, you're going to see they've got their all four of their linebackers are right near the line of scrimmage, and you have a safety there. So there's always a possibility of a blitz. Offensive linemen will have to be aware that once the play starts, that there's not a delayed blitzer because you have a lot of guys within the general vicinity of the line of scrimmage. Now, I'm going to play this. We'll take a look. They pull one guy out. Start it back again. Slow motion. They're going to blitz, blitz, blitz. Now, keep an eye here. He gives it an all okay, and then he delayed blitzes, and no one accounts for him. You always have to identify the mic. That's just a delayed blitz, confusing the offense as to who was coming. Now, let's take a look at the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, RG3 is the main guy that you've got to focus on when it's a pass. They do a lot of things off of their run formation, and when he's underneath center, you've got to be alert. So on drop back pass, gap responsibility is still your primary focus. Up the field, up the field, up the field, up the field, up the field. Gap control is important. And then your secondary defenders here and here have to be alert in case he scrambles. Drop back pass, freeze. There's nothing there. You've got a lot of guys clouded up here. Single, single. A lot of escape routes for the quarterback. You can see he can go here or he can go here. Now, the key are the guys in the secondary, guys who don't have responsibilities. They've got to now become open field tacklers. He's got to come. He's got to come. They all got to converge on the runner to minimize his runs. So playing a mobile quarterback, it's not always possible to sack him, but you've got to be good at getting him to the ground once he starts to run. Once that decision is made, you got to get him down on the ground. Now, let's take a look at the Redskins running game. Alfred Morris is one of the best running backs the Giants will see all year because he has great vision, but he was a fall forward back. He never gets pushed backwards. So the key here for the defensive linemen, get penetration up the field, up the field, up the field. You cannot allow this offensive line to get you on the edge of blocks because it'll create natural seams. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Here on the snap, I'll freeze it. You've got a guy sealed here, guy going backwards, guy going backwards. Now, let's take a look at what Alfred Morris sees. He sees a lane there, he sees a lane there, and possibly a lane there because he's got blocking that's going to take place in all of these areas. You've got to get penetration on the line of scrimmage, and you'll see he takes, and see how he sets up his blocks here. He's got a block there, block there, block there, and he's got a clear lane before anyone gets to him. It's about getting penetration on their side of the line of scrimmage, and as you can see, he doesn't go backwards, he goes forward.